The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, everyone. This is Dush Ramachandran on Entrepreneur Effect. Welcome to today's show, and today we have a very special guest, Mark Ling. Now, Mark has a very interesting story. I've known Mark for a number of years, and Mark has the unique distinction of being the father of internet marketing in New Zealand. A lot of the internet marketing activities in New Zealand were all started by Mark and companies that Mark has involvement in. So welcome, Mark. Thank you for spending the time to spend with us.
Oh, thanks for having me here. I don't know if I'd call myself the father of marketing here. There's a few guys came before me, but certainly, I've had a lot of involvement here.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you certainly have changed the internet marketing landscape in New Zealand and certainly elsewhere as well. So, tell us how you got started. What was your initial foray into internet marketing, and what brought you to the industry?
I was a university student at the time. This was back in 1999, so it was quite a while ago, and I was a pizza delivery boy part-time. I was at university full-time, and I was struggling to make ends meet to pay the bills because I wasn't living at home or anything. I was flatting at the time. So, and I had a friend of mine called Charles who is quite a bright guy. He decided to just put up a website just to give it a go, see what it would be like, just to figure out how to get a web page online. And for whatever reason, he built it around one of his favorite celebrities just to, you know, have something fun to build it around. And then the next thing he knew, he was getting a lot of visitors to that site. And then he got contacted by a dating company asking if he'd put their banner on his site in exchange for 50% commission. So he said, okay, I'll put that there. And then he edited the banner and said, I think his site was about Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch or something back at the time. And he put the banner up and he said, and he changed it and made it say, want a girlfriend like Sabrina or want a girlfriend like Melissa Joan Hart? Click here. And then it would take them to the dating site. And he started getting checks in the mail for about $50 a month. And at that time when the US economy was actually strong back then, that was 125 New Zealand dollars, which took me approximately 15 to 20 hours to earn working for Pizza Hut as a delivery boy. So I was a little bit jealous. Considering here's him just sitting on his butt and getting paid checks each month. Might not sound like much, but we could see the potential out of that. So I asked him if he'd mind if I got into it, and I started off with a celebrity site promoting dating offers, and then later on I got into looking at other kinds of affiliate offers like building dog training sites and all sorts of other things, music learning, language learning, dating and relationships websites and all sorts, and went from there promoting affiliate offers for at least my first few years online. And I never looked back. In fact, even after only 12 weeks online, I was making over $1,000 a week and earned enough money for myself to go on a nice holiday with a friend of mine where we backpacked around America for a couple of months.
Oh, so that fantastic. Was
like living the dream pretty quickly. Yeah, so that's basically how I got underway. I mean, there's a lot more to the story. Got into making my own products and so forth over the years. And yeah, That's the short story of it.
That's fantastic. So, what were some of the hardships you encountered as you got started? Surely your parents, when you were in college, they would have expected you to come out of college and take a responsible job with either a company or the government or something. And when you announced that you were going to go into internet marketing, or probably at that point it wasn't even internet marketing, it was starting a website and making money online somehow. What was their reaction, and how did all that work out?
Well, yeah, I mean, I did encounter a couple of snags. I guess the parent one wasn't necessarily the biggest issue that I had, but I'll go over that, seeing as you asked. My father certainly had been bringing me up to go to university, get good grades, get a job. So when my grades started slipping, and they did slip quite a lot, I went from straight A's to straight C's. And at the same time, I ended up having 10 different university students coming and going from my house, all working 10 hours a week each from my from this little sleep out that in a bigger house that I decided to rent. Because back then I didn't even know about outsourcing and that you could get other people from around the world to work for you. I was just I just got other university students to come do stuff for me. And yeah, I mean, Dad was like, well, this online thing, this is just a short-term thing. It's not going to be around forever. So, you know, make sure you get better grades and stuff. And it took him about 5 years before he really cottoned on to the fact that, oh, no, the internet's actually here to stay, and it's going to get bigger before it gets smaller. And In the end, he ended up becoming an internet marketer himself, quit his job at the government that he'd been working at for over 30 years, and now he does really well as an internet marketer.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Which is cool. Yeah.
Now, what type of products does he do?
He's got his he promotes affiliate products like dog training offers is what I started him in, and some software products as well. And his own products, he's got one on called Singarama.com. It's a product on how to sing. Because I was already promoting made my own product on how to play guitar, which you know about, Jamarama. But so I thought something if he invested, which he put the money in, and I said like, I'll help him. I'll get the singers on board and singing vocal coaches and so forth, and put together a product on how to sing, and and he marketed it and got it going, and now he runs that as his own business. And he's got other sites as well on different topics, one to do with how to get over the pain of a breakup, another one on that he's about to put out soon, which is to do with the economic crisis and how to thrive during global uncertainty. And he's got all sorts of stuff going on, which is really cool, and he has a lot of fun doing it.
So then you got going with your internet marketing efforts. Promoting other people's products. When did you decide to create your own products?
Well, I started out about a year and a half in, I started making my own products. But it wasn't until I'd been online for about 4 years that I started making more money from my own products than as an affiliate. So that was when I really started pushing things along. And then after that, now it's more of a 60-40 or 70-30 ratio. I make more out of my own product sales. But
sure,
then again, whenever I was teaching other people, like my father and other people, I always found it easier to teach them affiliate marketing first, because you just got to learn. You got to learn the important things: how to drive traffic and how to drive sales. But you don't have to do customer support. Learn how to write a sales letter. How to do all sorts of things. You don't have to learn how to do, how to make a quality product and all of that. You don't have to do first up. So you only need to learn half the stuff to do affiliate marketing. And that's why it took me a while, I guess, in product development. Some people think, I'll just build a product and all the affiliates will promote me. But it's really hard to communicate with affiliates if you've never been an affiliate before.
Right, exactly.
So it does help a lot if you learn the ropes as an affiliate first.
Right. So, having done that and charting the course of your business and how it's grown since those days. Would you do anything differently?
Yeah, I guess I would use a lawyer when I sign contract. When I sign contracts, when I sign somebody's contract and sell a website, because my very first website after 12 months, it was making over $10,000 a week, and I sold it for $1 million. And due to a technicality in the contract, they got to keep the website without paying for it. And I ended up getting myself in massive debt trying to fight the situation. My lawyer was pretty certain I was going to win, but I also was going to probably go about $1 million into debt paying. I got to a point where I was $80,000 in debt. I had no website, nothing. I had all these employees that I'd paid, but I'd paid them in cash. I hadn't paid their tax yet, so I ended up having to pay their tax and get a loan to pay that. That's why I got $80,000 in debt, because all of a sudden I had to spend $80,000 on the tax bill. It was – everything just got out of control, and I didn't want to get even more into debt to fight – to get my site back. So I ended up deciding to – get a job. I got a job for about 3 months. I couldn't handle working for someone else after all this internet stuff. And I decided, no, I'm just going to get back into online stuff. I'll do something, do a few things different second time around. And slowly but surely, about 18 months later, I'd paid off the $80,000 in debt. This time I paid my student loan off as well, which was another $40,000. And, I built a brand new business that was a lot less susceptible for issues, because I wasn't just earning it from one source this time. I was earning it from several sources and several niches. That's why I decided to go into lots of niches the second time around. So, if ever one of them got pulled on me, I wasn't that vulnerable. I thought lawyers were a waste of money because, I was thinking, well, I trust these guys. They were friends of mine buying the website. Why do I – they're not going to rip me off. Right. And gee, when it comes to money, you just never know, I guess.
Yep, true. Good. Well, we'll take a short break. And when we come back, we'll have more of Mark Ling's remarkable journey with internet marketing in New Zealand. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Let's go inside the WebmasterRadio.fm production studio, where the production team is stitching up podcasts to load up into the WebmasterRadio.fm Stitcher channel.
Rock on, Laurie, and rock the world with LinkedIn.
Welcome to Domain Masters, a show where you learn to be the master of your domain.
Hey, I want to welcome you to this edition of the SEO Rockstars.
Hi, this is Bennett Kelly, and you're listening to the Cyber Law and Business Report.
And welcome to CEO Coach.
Listen to all of your favorite WebmasterRadio.fm podcasts without downloading. Only on the WebmasterRadio.fm Stitcher channel. Just click on the Stitcher banner on our website.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Get addicted. Get ahead.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Mark Ling. And, you know, for most people, he is credited with kicking off the internet marketing revolution in New Zealand. A lot of the internet marketing activities that currently go on in New Zealand owe their start to Mark. So, Mark, it was really fun listening to the story of how you got started. I'm sure amongst our listeners, there are a whole lot of young entrepreneurs and people who are looking to go out on their own. So if you encountered the young Mark Ling, the college student that was delivering pizza today, what advice would you give him based on everything you've learned so far?
If I was to give from back then, as opposed to young people now, because it's obviously a different
thing. There is a difference. Yes.
Yeah. I guess I would have, assuming that that person knew what affiliate marketing was all about, and I didn't have to waste time explaining what that was all about. I would probably have told myself to ramp things up even faster. Mm-hmm. You know, to when you see a gap, exploit it much faster and ramp things up quicker. I would have probably told myself to get educated on marketing sooner, because I learned everything myself for my first 4 years online. I did everything by trial and error. And I think the first time I bought a course in internet marketing, I finally trusted someone to buy it when I bought a course. I bought John Reese's Traffic Secrets for $1,000.
Right.
You know, it's out of date now, but at the time it was fantastic. It's probably not even that out of date actually. But anyway, I bought that, and man, managed to double the income within about 90 days just from learning stuff that, you know, that really accelerated my learning. It probably would have taken me another 4 years to figure out all that stuff. You know, and I looked back at that, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, why didn't I just like start reading some business books and start learning some stuff sooner? Because, you know, I'd thought that I was growing pretty fast, but I could have grown a lot faster if I'd let learnt from other people that had forged the path before me.
Sure.
Since then, I've been a real keen student, always the student, learning lots of new things all the time. Always learning new stuff, whether it be from internet marketers or from other business people, soaking things up from other books in other businesses. So, yeah, I would say to anybody, soak things up. Become a real passionate student of internet marketing if that's something that you're going to get into. And then the other thing is I would have told myself to really focus in on the two main things, which is traffic and conversions, and everything else outside of that, every little shiny object that comes along that looks like a great little way of making money or something, if it doesn't fit into your core strategy of driving more leads or more conversions towards whatever it is you're promoting, then it's a distraction.
Yeah, that's good advice. Good advice. So now you've been involved with a number of different businesses. You've got the language courses. You've got the dog training courses that you're associated with. They're all different companies, of course. And then you've got the eBay product, Sailhoo, and all of these different
It's got
different
several others
companies.
Too, yeah.
Yeah. You know, languages, music, dog training, and so on. What's interesting about your business is as different from most internet marketers is that you're truly in the different micro niches. So how did you decide to go into these different niches? Because most people, when they get into internet marketing, decide, okay, I'm going to be an affiliate, promote other people's products, and then if I'm going to build my own product, then I'll go build a product on how to be an affiliate. Instead, you went into all of these different niches, and that's served you extremely well. So what was was that accident, or did you
plan to go to those? I think that's where the advantage came in of me not buying anyone's internet marketing courses.
Sure.
So I was solely driven by looking at that time, the Yahoo search suggestion tool. Now, it was called GoTo, and then it was called Overture, and then it became Yahoo's right. one, and now it's not even there, and everyone uses Google's one. But right. basically, I was driven by that. I was just looking, what were people searching for? I didn't think I was ready to start teaching people how to make money online. I didn't have years of success as an internet marketer. I didn't feel like I'd earned the right to start teaching people stuff. So I was focusing in on other things. So I would get involved in a niche. I quite often when I did get into things, I would have a business partner. Like a friend of mine, like I had my squash coach, who was number one in Canterbury, which is our province that I live in here, in Canterbury right. Squash, and he didn't get the job at Canterbury Squash and as a high performance coach, and I said to him, oh look, forget about that. How about you just give this internet marketing thing a try? It's got to be something you're good at. And he said, oh yeah, okay. How about we do some sports thing? So I said, all right, let's build a website. We had a bit of chat back and forth and ended up making it on reflexology charts and acupressure points and started getting a few visitors, decided to make a product on it. And next thing you know, we're making a couple of $100 a week from that. And then we ended up deciding next. I said, oh, well, as an affiliate, I'm doing reasonably well promoting this dog training offer, but it's only paying 50% commission. And I don't know why they don't pay 75%, because it's almost impossible for me as an affiliate to profit from pay-per-click getting only 50%. Right. But if they were offering 75%, then all the affiliates could be profiting from their pay-per-click effort. So why don't we make a dog training product and profit and pay out 75%?
Right. Good idea.
So we ended up, hiring a couple of dog trainers on board, getting them to help us build a really good dog training product, and ended up overtaking that other dog training product in the ClickBank marketplace, which is just a place where you can go to find profitable affiliate programs, and that program had been number one for quite a while. But we overtook it because we paid out a high percentage commission, because we had good conversion rates, because that was something we had to learn about too. We didn't convert well to start with. We had very low refund rates because it was a high quality product. Like, the thing we didn't like about the course that was out there was no photos or anything. So we thought, right, we're going to have at least 100 photos step by step showing people what to do. Later on, we added videos and stuff to the product, because you keep reinvesting back into a product to make it better. Sure. When you make one, you don't just leave it sitting there. Try and invest a little bit back in, and went from there. And it was kind of like that in a lot of niches. Quite often I was an affiliate first. I was doing pretty well.
Right.
And then I decided, okay, I'm going to make a product. Occasionally, though, like in the language learning niche, I actually just found that there were a lot of people searching for things like learn French and learn Spanish. Sure. And how to speak Spanish and things like that. And I was learning Spanish at university at the time. And then I thought, how about all the courses out there, they just weren't that great. They weren't doing things that I thought should be done in a course. So I put my dream list of features together, and then we got the right personnel on board and went from there. And now it's a fully fledged, one of the best language learning companies in the world. In fact,
absolutely, yeah.
In fact, we got rated number one ahead of Rosetta Stone by PC World magazine.
Oh, really?
In their review, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and that was reviewed before we had our voice recognition technology put in to the product. So it's now an even better product than before. So, it may sound sort of overwhelming to people when they hear things like that, but bear in mind, everything started small. I'm not that smart. I'm smart, but not that smart. Like, I'm not like some of the geniuses that I went to school with that got like, 90-something% in every subject in high school and things like that. It's probably good that I was always good enough without being great. So when you're good enough but not great, you're prepared to hire other people to do stuff for you. Sure. So I was very good at getting other people to do everything for me. That's one of the biggest reasons why I've done well as an internet marketer. Whereas some guys that are too smart, they feel like no one can
do everything.
No, well, they feel like no one's as good as them. Therefore, right. How can they hire people? It becomes really difficult to hire people because they're just such perfectionists, which, you know, I think is important to have high standards and stuff. But, you know, there's only one of you. And so, like, you can't do everything yourself. You really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting point. Let's take a short break. And then we're gonna come back and have some more time to chat with Mark. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit location3media.com.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits. WebmasterRadio.fm.
Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran again with Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is Mark Ling, who's telling us about how he grew his affiliate marketing business, his internet marketing business in New Zealand. So, Mark, the thing that you know most people listening would be wondering is, you know, everybody who gets into the business, you know, starts the business and hopes that things will improve quickly and they'll have lots of customers and lots of sales very, very quickly. And you know, times were perhaps a little bit different back in 99, but probably not that different. So how long did it take from the time, let's say, you created the language product to the time it really, really took off? How long did that whole process of evolution take?
The process for the language site, which was started about 5 years into my journey, I think it was 2004 when I started that. That one, it did take me several months to actually create the product because I went through lots of different evolutions of it. And actually, my business partner and I, we side by side created Rocket Spanish and Rocket French, and they were quite different because we both had different philosophies on how the product should be made. So we went ahead and did it separately in separate teams, basically. And I ended up going through about seven different editions of my product, basically using an iterative approach. Like build right. The product, make it better, rebuild it, make it better, and that costed a lot more money than his approach, which was do it right first time. But it did turn out to be a very, very, very strong product, and then we ended up basically merging the ideas together that came from both products into a more of a foundation that became a really, really good system. And then he took it from there into something even way better, because he had a lot of fantastic ideas and took it even further. But when I first got started back in 99, it took me 3 months to go from nothing to 1,000 a week. Things were quicker then, because you could get high rankings in the search engines in about seven days. Sure. Whereas now it can take 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks. And that length of time is too long for the average person to wait. The average person gives up.
Yeah.
They can't. Right. Whereas if you can operate knowing that delayed effect, if you can operate under those conditions, you'll do extremely well in the search engines. If you can operate under those delayed effect conditions. Right. Whereas back then it was, 1 week delay, it's not too long to wait to see results in what you're doing. And then the other side of things, though, is if you can't wait that long, then you're going to have to resort to paid traffic or some other forms of traffic to do with joint venture partners and get out there and be able to recruit them on board. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So what are you excited about now, Mark? What are you promoting? What are you creating? What's exciting and new?
I'm excited about all sorts of things, actually. I've got a new like in the personal development space, I'm putting together a product at mindtracks.com, which is coming out soon. It's not there yet, but that's something I'm passionate about. But in terms of teaching and training, I've got a product called Afila Blueprint, which is
Afila Blueprint.
It's probably better if you just visit afilarama.com, which is my main internet marketing training website, because we've got free lessons there for people that have enjoyed this call. Then I've got hours and hours of free training lessons there, video-based lessons. That's afilarama.com. That's A-F-F-I-L, that's short for affiliate, A-F-F-I-L-O-R-A-M-A. So it's afilarama.com. And I've got lots of free lessons, but recently I've released a new course called Afila Blueprint, which you can get to by clicking on the products area, where people get to watch me step by step building a profitable affiliate site from scratch in front of them. And they get the theme, the WordPress theme that I used to build that site. They get access to our private support forum, where there's me and other people will critique your website, look at it, answer your questions, and so forth. It's a great site for. It's a great place to go if you want to speed up the process of learning how to be an affiliate marketer and succeed in today's rules of internet marketing, which are different than they were 10 years ago.
Yep, absolutely. That's great stuff, Mark. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I'm afraid we've run out of time for our show. So let's encourage our listeners to go visit afilarama.com and Afila Blueprint, and there's good content there. And Mark, thanks for stopping by, and come back and see us again soon.